Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Chulin, Perig Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Shiluach HaKein, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, Noyeg Ba'aretz, Bechutz La'aretz, is both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei Abayis, Shaloi Bifnei Abayis, with a Beis HaMikdash, and unfortunately when we don't have one. Bechulin, by birds that are Chulin, Avloi B'Mikdash, and not by birds that are Hegdish. So what is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? The Torah says, Ki yakare kan tzipar lefenach, if a bird's nest will happen to be before you. Baderech, on the road. Bechal eitz, in any tree. Oyal aretz, or on the ground. Efroichim, little young birds. Oy beim, or eggs that didn't hatch yet. Ve'eim reivetses al hu afroichim, oy al habeim. The mother is roosting. That means she's like sitting. Doesn't have to be mamish sitting. We'll soon see, as long as she's touching, there's a connection. On the little birds or on the eggs. So the Torah says, Loi sikach e'im alabonim. You should not take the mother bird while she's still on the young. That would be a lav. And then there's an assay, Shaleach, teshalach ase'im, send away the mother. Asabonim tikach lach, and only then should you take the little birds or the eggs for yourself. And the Pasuk promises, the best reward in the world at Shaleach, L'man yitav lach v'harachta yamim. It'll be good for you, and it'll prolong your days. Chazal darshan, good for you on this world, and there's a special olam haba awaiting for you. Right, many people look to fulfill the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. It is a skula for all sorts of inyanim. The truth is, every mitzvah is, and so is the limud haTorah of every mitzvah. So, we begin our perik, learning that Shiluach HaKein is both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Whether you're in Yerushalayim, Tveria, or you're in Barapak, Flatbush, Monticello, makes no difference. Whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or there's no Beis HaMikdash, only by Chulin and not by Mikdashin. Now, Shiluach HaKein is only by a mitzvah where the bird is not yours. So how is a Shaykh by Hegdish? So it must be talking about a case, explains the Vatanura, where a person was Magdish, let's say a carbon oif or a carbon oil, and then the bird flies away. And it sets up a nest someplace, in a hefkadika place, and someone else finds it. Now, if the bird didn't fly away, if it's still in the reshus of the bailim, so there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. That has nothing to do with the fact that it's hegdish, even if it was chulin. We'll see more about that soon. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Chomer Bekisui Hadam, here's a chumra, stringency, that the mitzvah of covering the blood has, Mishiluach HaKein. Shebekisui Adam noig b'chaya uba'oif. Kisui Adam is both by a chaya as well as an oif. Shiluach HaKein is obviously only by a bird. The mitzvah of Kisui Adam is b'mezumen, by bali chayim that is available to people. It's under the person's control. The person owns it. It's in his backyard. It's in his farm. As well as u'b'sheinim mezumen, or bali chayim that is not motzi yetzlei. Just happened to encounter it and it was hefker. However, v'shiluach hakein ein enoig ela ba'oif, it's only by a bird, v'ein enoig ela b'she'enoi mezumen, only if it wasn't prepared. It can't be just a bird that's in your birdhouse. And that's learned from the pasuk ki yakare. Ki yakare means by chance. Of course, nothing is by chance. It's all hashgacha, but I didn't anticipate it. Min ha-shamayim. Suddenly I encounter shiluach hakein. Not something that's mine. Ezu she'ena mizumen. So what type of bird is not considered mizumen? Zok the Mishnah. Kigan, for example, avazin, geese, v'tarnegoilim, or chickens. Now, Shiluach HaKein is by any kosher bird. What we mean to say is, even geese or chickens, that usually are like in the control of the owner. Very rarely you have a wild goose or a chicken. They're things that people raise. But suppose, shakinenu bipardes, they nested in the orchard. Now the Batanura explains, these geese or chickens escaped from their owner's house and they made a nest in an orchard. An orchard is not a place where birds are confined. They can fly away any second. Avalim kinenu bibayis, but if the birds didn't really escape, they just made a nest in the house itself. V'chein, for that matter, yoinei hardesiois. Literally, Herodian doves. What does Herodian mean? There was a king called Herdras. He was not a good king. He was set up by the Romans. And he used to raise doves in his palaces. That's why they're called Herodian doves. And the nature of, I guess, the way he raised them is that these birds, they don't fly away from people. You approach these birds, they just, like, look at you. They don't fly away. So therefore, pata mishiluach. There's no mitzvah of shiluach hakan. If you want to take their little babies or their eggs, because they're mezumen. Mezumen means available. You always have them. It's under your control. And shiluach hakan is only by birds that are not mezumen. Okay, quickly chazering over. So we learned about the Mishnah of shiluach hakan. There's actually two mitzvahs. There's a lav, to take the mother bird while it's called roosting. She's like over her young. And there's a mitzvah assay to send away the mother bird before taking either the young birds or the eggs. We'll soon see how these two mitzvahs work together. So shiluach hakan is both ba'aretz and b'chutz la'aretz. It's when there is a beis hamikdash, no beis hamikdash. B'chulam, but not by mikdashin. We said that would be if somebody was magdish the bird and then it flew away. And it's out of my control, because a bird that's mezumen, readily available for me, there's never a mitzvah of shiluach hakan. We said kisu yadam as a chumra, or chumrois over shiluach hakan. It's both by a chaya and a knife, both by chayas and knifes that are in my control, that are readily available to me, as well as those that are not, while shiluach hakan is only by a knife, and only if it's einoy mezumen, I just by chance bumped into it. For example, even geese or chickens, which generally are birds that a person has control over, they're not wild birds, but let's say they flew away, and they made a nest in an orchard, so I don't have any control over it. It can fly away any second. So there would be shiluach hakan if they made their nest in the house, or for that matter, the kind of doves that King Hurdris raised that don't fly away from people, they're readily available, and therefore there is no mitzvah of shiluach for them.